preaching too long or just not preaching any good. I don't know what it is. So we can't do nothing about the good, so we'll cut down the length of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we're sure glad you're here. A little different direction tonight, a little bit, not a whole lot. Acts chapter 16. Turn with me there. Just a little thought. Like I said, I'm not going to preach as long tonight. I realize it's not quite as, it's not cold by any chance, but it's not getting warmer as we go. Hallelujah. So I'll not try to hold you too long tonight unless I just absolutely have to. All right, Acts chapter 16. Let's start reading verse 16. It came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out the same hour. When her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for your word and for your will and for your way. And I ask you again tonight, God, to breathe upon us by the power of God, that every heart and every life and every soul would be touched by the hand of God tonight. Lord, we're not worthy of your touch, but we certainly are needful of your touch tonight. So would you touch me and breathe upon me and strengthen this people tonight in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. You read there, the Bible said it came to pass that as we went to prayer, the Bible says a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination. On studying upon that spirit of divination, they say really could have been written the spirit of Python. Python, or whatever it was, as Brother Ralph Flowers says, one of them big words, Pythanius or something, you know, Greek word. Supposedly it was some kind of serpent or something that foretold fortunes, and Apollo, the Greek goddess, slayed him, and because of that, he became, you know, the god to foretell futures and so forth. And so, actually, it said this woman had the spirit of the Python. That's what I want to preach on tonight, the spirit of the Python. The spirit of the Python. Now, I hate snakes. You know, there's one thing about it. I would never ever be a snake handler. The only way I handle them is with shotguns, hose, shovels, anything I can get my hands on. That would never work for me, that snake handling business. But anyway, a python. I don't know what kind of snakes y'all have here, but back home we have copperheads and we have rattlesnakes, and that, I guess that's probably the two main ones. But a python is different. He doesn't kill because of the venom that he inflicts in his in those that he bites. But the way they do is they just wrap around you, and little by little they squeeze the life out of you. Woo! In other words, every time you inhale, they close in a little tighter. And then you take another breath and they close in a little tighter. And another breath and they close in tighter. I don't know if it was in our area, but I know just recently they found the man in his room. They found him dead. His pet
python had squeezed the life out of him. May I say quickly tonight, you don't play with sin. I said you can't play with sin. Brother, sin will kill you just as sure as you're living. Like that old boy that had that show in Vegas, had them tigers, raised them from cubs, slept with them. Brother, something happened one night, one of them performances, and that thing put his head on him. Amen. It bit the life out of him. He's still living, but scarred and marred and mangled and torn. My God, neighbor, you can't play with sin. We got too many folks. Amen. To think you can fool around and pick up the serpents and play with sin and play with the unclean and somehow make it. But my friend, you've got to avoid all the appearance of evil and stay away from the touch of the python and the powers of sin.
Well, I don't know. I might have to back up here about that time thing. Hallelujah. But I'll try to behave if I can. Hallelujah. Brother, yeah. You see, here's what I want to preach about tonight. The devil don't want the church to breathe. The devil wants to squeeze the breath out of the church of God. He don't want us to shout. He don't want us to sing. He don't want us to have tent meeting. He don't want us to have revival. He's got that python spirit, and he wants to squeeze the breath out of the holiness people. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Come on now. If you preach holiness, the devil will try to squeeze the breath out of you. Huh? Listen to me. My God, that old python spirit will try to attack your body. Amen. A young man came tonight. He said, "Preacher, I may not be able to get in. I've got a terrible headache." I'll tell you what it is. It's nothing more than the spirit of the python who don't want him to shout, that don't want him to rejoice. My God, that don't want him to have church. He's trying to squeeze the life out of this meeting tonight. It's that old spirit of the python. Lift your hands tonight. Woo! Yeah. Oh, listen. Oh, you know, I'm just going to tell you how it is tonight. Brother Brent said it. You know, just, and don't misunderstand me. I don't feel under no great, you know, bind tonight. But you know, nobody swinging from the lights tonight. Seem like we're on the quiet side. You can say all you want to say, but I believe the devil comes to church, amen, and he tries to squeeze the praise and the blessing of the Holy Ghost out of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Great God of heaven. Woo! He'll attack your body just as sure as I'm living. Amen. He's attacked my voice when I was trying to preach before and try to squeeze the breath out of my voice where I couldn't preach. My God, he'll attack your mind. He'll attack you with sickness. Amen. That's part of the devil's ploy, is to squeeze the breath out of the church. Hallelujah. Woo! Hear me now. Listen. The devil has succeeded in many of our churches in taking all the shout and all the praise and all the glory out of our churches. Hear me. I am so tired of hearing it's not all in the shout. Oh, God. Let me tell you something. You just keep on saying that. You just keep on saying it. After a while, brother, you couldn't give a $100 bill to get someone to raise their hands and praise God. But I've got news for you. The devil's not going to squeeze the breath out of me. I'm going to shout. I'm going to sing. I'm going to dance. I'm going to run. I refuse to let the spirit of the python get a hold of me tonight. Woo! Hey! Huh? Come on. Oh, I'm feeling just a little better.
Woo, he's trying to squeeze me. But I got news for him. I'm fixing to kick him off here. Woo! My God. That lying rascal, he'll tell you, you better watch out now. You better watch out. You'll get in a flash. Huh? Well, I tell you the other night, don't worry about that. That's what you've been in all day. Woo! I didn't come here tonight worried about getting in the flesh. I come here worried about getting in the spirit, Brother Darrell. Woo! Hey! Well, bless God. Said he ran. I don't know if it's in the spirit. Well, bless God. He ran and you sit. What difference does it make? At least the man tried. Listen, I'm not talking about Wi-Fi, but I'm telling you that the devil wants to squeeze the life and the praise and the shout and the glory and the hallelujah out of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your hands tonight. Woo! Hey! Hey! I told you before, I tell you again, I didn't come to set up with the dead. I don't know if y'all have them here, but down in the deep south, they have what they call wakes. I never did understand it. I never did, but they set up with the dead. Yeah, they set up with the dead. Let me tell you. When they say, if I live and Jesus don't come and they slap me out, if you want to come by and pat me for the last time, no ball, that's fine. But please, don't waste your time setting up with me, because I plan to be on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance, dancing, I said dancing, around the throne of God. Hallelujah. Had an old gentleman down south, severe hunchback. And so they had to strap him down in the coffin. So he had three sons. This wasn't even in my part, but I'm giving it to you. They were sitting around, you know, having a wake. And about 3 o'clock, one of the boys said, I've been up all night. Said, I've been up all night. Said, you'll think you can sit up with him till daybreak. Set up till break day, or daybreak. So, yeah, same thing. Hallelujah. So, the other two said, yeah, we can make it. So about 4 o'clock, the second son said, brother, said, I'm whooped out. Said, you think you can sit up with him till morning? He said, I believe I can make it just another hour or so. So he was sitting there about half asleep himself, and all of a sudden that strap broke. And he popped up, the dad popped up, and he said, he said, if you're sitting up, I'm going to bed. Woo! Oh, listen, if you just come to sit up with the dad, then let's go eat. I said, if you just come to get your ticket punched, let's go eat. My God, or did you come to have church? Did you come to praise God? Did you come to worship him? My God, shake that old pot down, offer yourself, and let revival enter your soul tonight. Woo! Hey, hey, hey! I said, breathe again! Woo! Yeah, come on now. Hear me. That old python, that old devil, he'll squeeze out your finances. I'm going to tell you right now, My God, Brother Darrell, if I had starved as many times as he told me I was going to starve, if my church had shut down every time he told me I was going to shut down, if I'd been through it, my God, brother, I feel something moving right now. If I give up, if I quit, every time he said I was done, but he's a liar. I said he's a liar. He's just trying to squeeze the breath out of you tonight. It's the spirit of the python. It's the spirit of the enemy. My God, shake it off and let's have camp meeting in this place tonight. Yeah. You see, for whatever reason, it's always been my task to take the ones that was on the bottom. For whatever reason, Brother Darrell, he never called me to none of them big churches. So I know I heard some of you. My God, no better than your preaching. Ain't no one of them didn't call you. All right, just keep it to yourself. Keep praying for me. Woo! Well, come on here. Seem like all the churches, somebody got burden for me to take. Had two or three. The one we built now, we just started with nothing. Pioneered it from the ground up. Brother, listen. Oh, God. I mean, the devil's come by, said you're going down, you're closing out, you ain't going to make it, you made a mistake, you missed God. It closes in, you're going down, it closes in, I'm going to cut you off, it closes in. You're not going to hum a hosha mahaka mahasai, eat a hollow mahoko mahasha. Oh, come on here. But I'm here tonight. I'll tell you why. Because I shook him off. I said I shook him off. Great God of heaven, I got a hold of heaven. I got a hold of God. Praise God. He brought me out. Hallelujah. That breath that fell at Pentecost, that breath that fell at Azusa, great God, that breath that fell in our camp meetings in days gone by is the very breath that we need tonight. Hear me. I'm not looking for another gospel. I'm not looking for another Jesus. I'm not looking for another Holy Ghost. Hear me now, hear me. We're in this last day, and brother, I'm feeling the squeeze. Something squealing here. I'm hearing feeling the squeeze and hearing a squeal. Hear me. Hear me. I'm telling you right now. I believe I could truthfully say that probably 75% of our holiness churches, you talk to the brother, you meet him at the camp, how's things going? Well, sort of been a sifting. Things are sort of down. Had three or four families leave. This one quit. Hey, well, I'm discouraged. I just don't know if I'm going to take it much more. You want to tell you this? That's the spirit of python. I said, that's the spirit of the python wrapping around us. What's to squeeze the life out of us? What's to shut down our movement? Great God of heaven. Woo! Oh, come on here now. Squeeze out the power. Squeeze out the message. Break down our standards. Take away our glory. Take away our shout. Take away our hallelujah. Great God of heaven. But I got news. I said we're coming out. I said I got news. We're coming out. I said we're coming out. I said we're coming out. Woo! Hallelujah. Huh. I'll tell you how it is. You see that python? They're real, what we call territorial. In other words, he'll get up on a limb somewhere and he'll just lay there. As long as you don't bother him, He'll just lay there. But the minute you come in his territory, yeah, great God. I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Hulk, he ain't the least bit happy that we got this tent out here. But guess what? I don't care a lick in the road. Woo! I'm not asking his permission if I can have my next revival at the church. Come on here. I'm not asking his permission if we can still pray for the sick. No, no. I'm not asking his permission if we can still have revival. I've got news for him. We're children of the King. The power of God lives in us. We've got the sword of the Spirit and the word of God. Let's rise up. I said, let's rise up and have revival one more time in our churches. Woo! Hala hakama hosa. Stand to your feet. Raise your hands tonight. My God, I feel something in here. I said, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost in this building tonight. Woo! 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 Hey, hey, hey! Just a few moments, I'm going to shut down. Listen. When they marched through the jungles in Africa, you know where those pythons live. They take the swords, okay, and they put the sharp edge out. Yeah, that's how they walk. Just like that, yeah. With them swords coming on each side of them. And then when that old python drops down on them, they go to moving up and down till they saw that rascal in two. Come on, devil. Come on. Come on here. Woo. Come on here. Come up against this sword here. You think you got the power? Try this sword out here. Thank God you don't have to take it. I said you don't have to take it. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord, and rise against that spirit of the python. Hey. Woo! Woo! We're trying to have service. And the choir will get up to sing. Hear me now. Devil, go to fighting. Lose the place. Get the wrong key. We get to trying to go. Devil gets discouraged. I ain't gonna go tonight. Ain't nothing but the devil. Ain't nothing but that spirit of python. That's all it is. But listen. Stop. Get the right key. Find the book. Start singing. Praise God and sing. I said sing like ain't no tomorrow. And let the devil know you're going to breathe. You're going to live. You're going to have revival. You're going to shout. You're going to dance. You're going to praise God. We're going to have church. We're going to move in. Lift your hands tonight. Woo! He is trying. Oh God, if there's any one worthless low down trick that rascal has pulled on us, and that is he has sought to divide our preachers. Huh? hear me? We'll start first off right in the church. If the devil can get you crossways with the man of God, you'll just have you wrapped around. You'll come to church. You'll want to praise God. But the devil said, what about the preacher? What about the preacher? What about that one? What about the other one? You know, he'll keep on squeezing. He'll just keep on. You'll get to looking. You'll get to picking every fault. Oh, somebody say amen. Come on here. Oh, God, I'm about to feel like preaching now. Hey! Listen, all of a sudden the singing's no good. All of a sudden the preaching's no good. All of a sudden the choir's no good. All of a sudden it's too hot or too cold. All of a sudden it's too loud or too soft. All of a sudden it's too long or too short. That ain't nothing but the Python. I said that ain't nothing but the Python. Shake him off. We gotta have revival. Shake him off. We gotta have a move. Shake him off. We need God to move in our churches one more time. I said, shake him off. Woo! He made a mistake, the devil did. He put two of them in the same place. He forgot that it said, where the two or three are gathered in my name. There. Am I
in the midst?
He forgot. He messed up. He put two of them in the same place. Woo! And at midnight, they begin to sing. They begin to sing praises. I said they begin to sing praises. Woo! What was the song this way and another song that way? They got the song. That old Python shook off. Amen. Come on here now. The stocks fell off. The bonds fell off. Revival broke out in the jailhouse. Great God of heaven. If we could just get together. I said, if we could just get together. If we could just get in one mind and one accord. I'm telling you, we can shake the devil off. We can have revival. We can see the lost saved. We can see a move of the power of God. Shake off the spirit of the Python. Woo! Hear me, boys, hear me. Hear me, hear me, hear me. A devil will beat you down. He'll tell you, you ain't gonna make it. You can't live for God. You can't serve God. He'll come on service and he'll squeeze in on you. And then all week long, he'll say, boy, you didn't get much last night, did you? You'll breathe in, he'll squeeze a little tighter. Next day, he'll say, you don't even feel God, do you? And you'll say, well, I don't know. And he'll squeeze a little tight on you. You ain't even, by Wednesday, he'll tell you ain't even saved. Nobody cares if you live or die. By the time you get back to church, we have church Thursday, so that's why I'm going to use that. By the time you get back to church Thursday, you're going. And the preacher runs over. They can see, you know.
Yeah.
What's going on? Uh-huh. I can see. I can tell by looking at you. Something wrong. Something going on. They won't tell you. They don't even understand it. But what is that old Python? It's done got around them and trying to squeeze the life out of them. But I'm going to tell you what. All it takes to break on through is just to get around a couple of Holy Ghost filled saints. That's why we have church. I said, that's why we have church. Because when two or three get together, the devil's got to go. The powers are broken. Victory is ours. Holy Ghost revival. My God can fall among us. The sick healed. The lost saved. Men and women baptized in the Holy Ghost. Shake off the spirit of the Python. There was a girl laying in a hospital. Her name was Becky. That was her name. She was dying. And they really couldn't figure out, other than they just said, she's not breathing. And so her husband came in and got down beside her. He said, breathe, Becky. Breathe. Breathe, Becky. Breathe. Breathe, honey. Breathe. He noticed. Seemed like she was breathing a little better. The doctor come by and saw that husband down there. And he said, what's going on, sir? He said, well, I've been telling her to breathe, and said, I think she's doing a little better. Can you help me? And so the two of them said, breathe, Becky! Breathe, Becky! Breathe, Becky! Breathe, Becky! Woo! Is that right here? And they noticed, looked like she was breathing a little better. So a nurse came by. Yeah, come on, Sister Marquis. Come on up here. Hallelujah. Praise God. And a nurse came in. Well, then we'll get two. Come here, sister. We'll get two nurses. And so they got around the bed. And they all began to say, breathe, Becky. Breathe, Becky. Breathe, Becky. Breathe, Becky. After a while, they filled the room, surrounded the bed, cried, breathe, Becky, breathe, Becky. After about a half hour, she sat up in the bed, opened her eyes, and began to breathe. My God, some of you are just about dead. You're just about gone. But I want to cry, breathe. I said, breathe. In the name of Jesus, breathe. In the power of the Holy Ghost, breathe. Somebody breathe. I said, somebody breathe.
Come on.
Well, somebody needs to breathe tonight.
Jesus, I'm going on in when the streets turn to gold. I'll know.
Lift your hand and
I started out in faith, and one day you'll see. This race that I'm running will bring me.
Victory.
Well, I'm too cold.